Live.radio.
The people of Scotland, we are superheroes.
Andy Live.radio.
The people of Scotland, we are superheroes.
Andy Live.radio.
China crisis, wishful thinking. We're going to go on the phone lines now. We're going to try and get Kim Nicol in Sterling Women for Indie. I'm going to try and just phone, see if she's going to answer a phone now. Let's see how this goes.
Hi there, Kim speaking.
Good morning, Kim. This is Norrie Hunter.
Hi.
On Indie Live Radio. Good morning.
Hi, Norrie. Yes, good morning to you.
Welcome to the show. Now, we understand you've got a couple of things happening this weekend. Do you want to fill us in?
Yeah, so it's one of the things that Sterling Women for Indie are involved in. You know, we're a very inclusive organisation, and we have things sometimes just for women, and sometimes, we do invite the guys along as well. And one of these is happening tomorrow night. We're putting on one of our Sterling Conversations. It's called Brexit. Scotland's place in Europe.
How topical.
And yes, exactly. We range far and wide with what we like to get involved in. And this one's happening at the Holy Trinity Church. That's in Dumbarton Road. Sterling, for folk that know it. That's the church that's between the Smith on one side and the Albert Halls on the other. So as you're coming out of Sterling, it's the Holy Trinity Church.
The Holy Trinity Church.
Yep, a free event. And we'll begin and getting set up about 6:30, but folk can come along about 7:00.
Holy Trinity Church. I'm just writing this down, Kim, so we can do a wee advert later on in the show. Holy Trinity Church, and the time was again?
7:00 7 for members of the public.
For members for the public. And it's a free event.
Yep.
Now, who have you got appearing at this big show?
Well, again, quite topical. We've got one of the candidates standing, hoping to attract folks' votes, and that's Alan Smith.
Oh, for the... Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, he was speaking to one of our members at one of the events. I think it was the March in Glasgow or at an earlier event. Someone was at earlier in the year and we invited him along to this event tonight, or rather tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
And we have... Mairead Pugey.
Oh,
yes.
MSP.
I don't know if you know Mairead, yes.
Yes,
no,
she's
no,
got...
No. She's, she's a French woman, a French citizen.
Oh, is she?
And, yes.
I thought she had a French husband. Ah, right, she's a French woman, yeah.
No, she's a French woman herself. She's been in Scotland for decades, lived in Scotland for decades.
Uh-huh.
And she has spoken to us in the past about... what it's like to be feeling at home in Scotland, but also when she first came to Scotland, she had to register every year and her passport every year. That was the old days before being in the EU.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really, really worried about what happens for her future.
Oh, I know.
If Brexit goes ahead.
I know. And it'll be interesting to see what they've got to say about... hurrying up the second Indie Ref referendum, rather, because there's people, and we know them here, are really worried. Germans, Hungarians, Dutch people just don't know. They've been settled here, families, kids at school, and now they've got to go somewhere where they don't even know, they don't even remember. And
it's a symptom of where we are in Scotland, you know.
Yep.
We are currently allowing ourselves to be ruled from outside of Scotland. It's not what we want. It's not what the people of Scotland want.
Yeah.
But yet this is what's happening to us.
Yeah, do you know this? We covered a wee story earlier. The NATO alliance, 9 countries are up in the Western Isles testing their weaponry. We didn't have a say in this. We had no idea what was happening until it came out in the news. To say I'm angry is an understatement.
Well, Norrie, again, that's one of the things that Women for Indie and Stirling were involved in, because you may know that the convoys come through our villages.
Yes.
To go out to the MOD at Faslane. And again, we've had talks from folk from Scottish CND, Nuclear Watch, and local campaigns to try and stop this, because folk are incredibly worried. We don't want it. It's not what the people, again, it's not what the people of Scotland have voted for.
No.
But still, we're having to accept this so far. Can I just tell you, there's going to be another spokesperson from Stirling for Europe. I don't know the name of the person as yet.
Right, Stirling
but that's
Europe.
The other person on the panel tomorrow.
All right, and is it going to be a question and answer event? Or is
yes.
Right, Q&As. Right, excellent.
Yeah, so folk will be able to, as it were, put their pitch, and then folk who either want to make a comment or, or to want to ask a question, obviously there'll be time, plenty of time for that.
Great stuff. Well, you know that we've got Scottish C&D coming in next week, so we'll be asking them about these convoys and what they can do. The other thing, Kim, that we were talking about was there seems to be a disconnect between the SNP and the grassroots. A lot of people are just saying now, in light of the, I don't know, the Cybernat thing, you know, people taking sides with unionist politicians because the Cybernats did this and they're calling the Cybernats to calm down. What's your take on it? Do you think we've got a right to vent our spleen on Twitter?
Well, I mean, we're Scottish, so that's to tell a Scot not to have their say in their opinion, that's not going to go down well. And I think that's maybe partly where people are getting a bit frustrated. And I'm not involved in any political party, and one of the things I like about Women for Indy is you can be of any party and none. What
That's right.
Is independence for your country. Independence is normal.
Correct.
And I think for some people who maybe have they seem to maybe see themselves as having a profile, that their voice should somehow be greater than others. I don't think that. Everybody has a voice and you have a right to have your voice and have your say. Again, I think it's how we do that and as you can be as respectful as possible.
As possible.
Now, don't get me wrong, people can get frustrated, and again, you've got to allow for that. I think, again, sometimes, you know, people must be aware, anyone who's involved in the media, as soon as you open your mouth, then somebody who wants to use that will use that against you. You know that, I know that.
Yeah, we know that.
And I don't believe people who are well-versed in the media in Scotland aren't aware of that. And so when you start to use terms that are used against you, you know they will be used against the very people that are on your side.
Yeah,
so
well,
There's a line to be walked along it. The respectful, have your say, but you can't shut people of Scotland up. That's not the idea.
No, you can't do that. It was just that Ruth Davidson's gone on record as just telling porkies. And just outright lies. David Mundell was claiming now that we did know there was going to be a European referendum and it was going to be a no. So that's not the point. Wait a minute here. We didn't know when we had that vote. That's an outright lie. Even the BBC's Brian Taylor was getting a bit annoyed with him when he was interviewing him. Now, when you get politicians like that saying that, surely the SNP hierarchy should come out and quash that straight away.
Well, I would have thought that would be one of the first rules of politics.
Yeah.
When you see your opponents either lying or are saying things which you know that is not true, because that gives you an in and that game, if you like, you would seize upon it and expose it. Not everybody wants to do that. They don't want to particularly go backwards, if you like. And again, I understand people in politics perhaps want to go forward rather than always go back, because it gets you back in the old agenda, back in other people's grounds. Perhaps, you know, you want to, you know, this concept of reframing. You always want to do this thing, your own ideas. So I can understand both sides of it. But again, that people who are not involved, if you like, at that day-to-day level of politics are just screaming at the radio or the telly going, they're lying.
That's right. Yeah, indeed. And, you know, the thing is, we must have more platforms like what you're doing in Stirling so that people can come along and get a better examination of the truth when it comes from people in the panels. And we need more of that. And what we're finding is that more and more Yes groups are coming on Indie Live Radio and promoting the things they've got. After the news at 12, we're going up to Caith Ness to talk to George Gunn, about what they're doing up there. So I think 2014 is being revisited, and I think there's going to be more people than ever before.
Oh, without a doubt. And because, again, people have learned so much. You know, we really vitalised the country then and the conversations were started. But we're not naive, I think, as we were back then either.
I think you're right.
And I think what I do see, Norrie, is people starting to say who were very much down their noses at the Yes movement and independence for Scotland, very much on the British nationalist side, is they're starting to say, well, you know, maybe Scotland could, and I understand if Scotland decided this, and it's coming from the strangest of places. I think, you know, sometimes the supermarkets are now beginning to say, well, if Scotland is independent, that would be up to them, that wouldn't affect us. That's not what they said before.
That's not what they said, no at all. They were vehemently against it. They were taking like almost like football teams, that's my side and I'm sticking to it. But one of a couple of things that have happened over the last 2 years, I'm sure you're aware of this, Kim. The Union Jackery, my wife was up. She says, see, you wanted a chicken curry last night, blah, blah, blah. I had to go to five shops to get a chicken curry that didn't have a Union Jack on it. And my wife is apolitical. She is just not as vehement as I am. And she's getting really annoyed at this.
Well, again, I mean, the two supermarkets who didn't come out in 2014 and told us how the world was going to fall to bits was the two German, you know, the Aldis and the Lidls.
That's right.
And apart from a very good produce and good prices for people, you would want to go to a company that wasn't threatening you.
Indeed.
So where it something says produce of Scotland, produce of Scotland, I'm all for that. Again, I'm very much a supporter of local produce and the food industry in Scotland. We know that's a big thing for us. But you're right, the phrase Union Jack, put it back.
Aye, indeed. And you know this, the thing about that is, we were in the shop in Hamilton and I was just discussing, I said, that's disgrace, that's a cabbage that's grown in Scotland but they put a Union Jack on it. And there's things like, people need to know, there's no fracking, no GM crops in Scotland. So and we've got a quality label in the salt tyre. Why are they putting a Union flag on it? It just makes no sense to me. But and when we're speaking about this, a woman quite randomly says, I'm with you, I'm fed up with this. And you just get the feeling we're not the only ones annoyed by this.
Well, Scotland the Brand, that's where, you know, as again, we've had Scotland the Brand you know, coming down to talk with us because, again, the importance, not just because of the likes of you and me, but because of the importance to jobs in Scotland.
Absolutely.
And whenever we give a leaflet out about Scotland the Brand, saying this is about food in Scotland, everybody accepts it.
Indeed.
And I think this is a, you know, just as you're saying there, I don't know, Norrie, if you've seen the phrase free, the NEEP. Have you seen that?
Aye.
It's plastic.
I know.
Turnips.
Why? it's mad. I know.
I think there's that we can work together with, if you like, you know, that's the green side of it.
Yes, indeed.
And an environmental side. And so there's different ways in and different ways of how we can promote, you know, Scotland and our produce and as well as jobs and the environment. Yeah, so yeah, free the NEEP.
Well, we've got about a minute left, Kim. What I really wanted to know was, is there any chance we can get you back to see how the meeting went?
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic. And did you say...
Norrie, can I say, just I didn't want to interrupt you there, but one of the things that Stirling Women for Indy we like to do, and I know that some of my friends and colleagues are listening to this who are involved, and I don't mean the press gang me into doing this.
No.
But one of the things we do like to do is to get a range, you know, if you speak once, then somebody else will take the chairperson the next, or somebody else will... I will try and get one of my colleagues to speak to you who comes along tomorrow night from Stirling Women for Indy, because that would be another aspect of how we do our politics. Would that be okay?
That would be absolutely fine, Kim. Right, we're going to take a break. That's Kim from Stirling Women for Indy, the Holy Trinity Church, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. It's free. Alan Smith will be there and Mairead Pujol and Stirling for Europe. It's a question and answer system. We're going to carry on. If I can just get this lined up. We're going to go to... There you have Ed Sheeran and Andrew Bocelli. Thanks very much, Kim. We'll catch up with you soon.
Worries,
bye-bye now. And she's actually voting for immigration policy that will damage her dad's
business. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that just goes to sum it all up. So as Knowles has been party before anything else, and that means your family as well.
Right.
That runs deep.
So we have the choice. Is it Sweeney? Is it Davidson? Or is it Hare? Who's going to win the Wild Pro Week?
I'm going to go for... I think with Kirsteen's been the favourite for the past couple of weeks. I think it's time for something new.
Aye.
I'm going to go for... And just because it's absolute out-and-out balderdash, I'm going to go for Paul Sweeney.
Right. Well, I think he's the winner.
Yeah.
Who's second?
Second? I think we've got to get Ruth in there.
Get Ruth in there. Right. And do you think Kirsteen's just been taken along because she's a bit daft, really?
Yeah, I think she's just caught up in her own dream, you know, her own false dreams. like it is for all the these UK Unionist parties.
False dreams. Indeed. I think you're right. Right, well, we're doing something a wee bit different. I'm going to get my Wildpro of the Week music, and I'll just talk through why they are going to be the Wildpro of the Week. And it looks like it's, well, Paul Sweeney. Yep, he's ahead from Ruth and Kirsteen by a long way, I think. But you can't say that and get away with it. And you don't get away with it, because India Live Radio here will pull you up for it, matey. And you'll not like what you're going to hear. So, listen, we'll have a bit of music. I don't know what we've got. Oh, I'll tell you what we'll have. A bit of Doogie. Doogie Bendel. I couldn't download the stuff you wanted, Doogie, but I'm going to put one I like on. Where is it? Cinderella Rockefeller. Doogie sends me all these bits of music, and sometimes I've got so much stuff to do, Doogie, it's really difficult getting it all put on, but... I'm going to put on Cinderella Rockefeller. We're going to go into a jingle, and then we're going to go. Well, we're going to take a. We'll look at the what's coming through the media, and then we'll phone. Who is it? George up in.
Kidness.
Thanks for that. Right. So we'll get Doogie on. This is Doogie on now, and we'll get things sorted for the last part of the show. We're going to try and get in touch with Sean Radio Cymru. He might be involved with the Wales March, All Under One Banner. We'll try and get a phone call. Here goes. Might get nothing, but we'll try. Well, he might not pick up. Hello. Oh, hello, is that Sean?
Hello. Yes, speaking, yes.
It's Norrie from Indie Live Radio, Sean. Good afternoon. Thought we'd take this chance opportunity to phone you and ask about the march that's going on tomorrow.
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. Yeah, it's going on.
Fantastic.
The weather's going to be dry.
It's going to be dry.
Possibly even sunny, but we won't go too optimistic. But it's going to be dry, that's interesting.
Now, how many are you expecting, Sean? How many is... what would you think?
I have no idea. Well, look, you do have to realise this is not Scotland, right? So 100,000 is not going to happen.
Well, let me tell you, Sean, this. See, a few years ago, when we started the marches in Scotland, we had you're lucky if you get 200 men, and it would be men, with tartan trews and all the rest of it going down the road. Yeah. And now... From that, in what, 2 or 3 years, we've got to where we are now, 140,000 at the weekend.
Amazing.
It is, but...
Well, I would expect there to be a couple of thousand there, so I don't know...
That's not bad at all.
No, so, I mean, I would be disappointed if I would be disappointed if we don't get 1,000. I think we'll get 1,000 there.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes. This is the first ever March for Independence in Wales, so this is... Mm-hmm. Crossing the Rubicon in Wales, so I think this is a big moment for us. We've had marches for, you know, Parliament for Wales, that kind of stuff, even back into the 1950s. But this is the first one that says, look, we want to be an independent nation state. No, it's some thefts and trying to be clever. No, and I think it's caught a lot the imagination of a lot of people. We have an ITV has just torn.
Yes,
we're going to do an item for the news tomorrow lunchtime. So that's good news. There's some stuff being, I think, on the BBC as well. So. I think it'd be a good turnout, and I say the important thing is that it's happening. I think that's the lesson we've taken from Scotland. You know, sometimes you just got to.
I'm glad you are.
There's a man in the school with me, and he said the immortal words: "Sometimes you've got to have a fight in your life."
Absolutely.
And this is it.
This is it.
You just got to stand up and be counted, and you know.
Well,
people there will disagree, we know that, but we're crossing the Rubicon and we're starting on the march, I think.
Well, that's right, Sean. Always remember, even in the march we had at the weekend, there was a group of people waving their union flags, being very, very angry and very intimidating. But the thing is, those that are wanting independence just march past them, hoping that they will change someday. And that's what we're doing.
Exactly, and I have to say thanks to the boys from the All Under One banner in Scotland. They have been immense in their help and guidance for us. They basically sent a message at the end of last year saying, look, we'd like to do something, help out the boys in Wales, like to organise a rally. Someone, Llewellyn Gwilym, who decided, he put his hand up and said, I'll help organise this. You know, and he started off his own back, really, in sort of November. I met him in December, and things already started.
Wow!
Discussing with the police and the county council, so things are on track. So big thanks to the All Under One banner people in Scotland for helping us.
Well, we'll pass it on definitely.
Good, and it'll be on our Facebook page tomorrow. So if you go to the Yes Cymru Facebook, or either the All Under One banner Cymru Facebook, I'm not sure which one. Hopefully be a live stream of the march. There.
I've got both.
It'll be shorter than yours.
You know, listen. It's nothing to do. It's how you get it out there. Now, I've got beside me a man who live streams all events all over Scotland. He's wanting to be word with you. On you go, Kev.
Hi there, it's...
I think we may discuss on Facebook or something.
That's right, we've just been chatting. Sure. And Independence Live, we've actually got quite a bit of history with independence events in Wales, because it was 2014 that there was a big event from Cardiff it was live streamed using the Independence Live. That was sensational, the support that we were given. It was never forgotten, right? And Independence Live, we're doing our best to help yous out, and you know, what we'll do is, we'll get Tilo to maybe do a little test live stream for us tonight, and we'll get it sent to all those pages, okay? And hopefully also to Twitter and YouTube. And, it's your first march. I'm so amazed and proud of you guys.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know, girls, it's like good luck, right? And, numbers might not be big at first, but you'll get there, right? Just good luck with that, okay?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the warm words and the practical experience and help, because that's invaluable for us. Because these things take a lot of organisation, a lot of time, and there's all things people maybe haven't thought about.
Yeah.
And it's a big ask to do anything, especially if you're from another country travelling down or helping out over line. We're looking forward. I'm getting people who are excited for it. We've had a sort of folk band up in the north of... in a Welsh language version of A Nation Once Again. It was a version made back in 1960s, and they sort of revamped that and they put that online. There's a crowd up in
Canada. I hope they get filmed.
We're trying to get some kind of video to go with that song. So, I mean, there's people doing stuff off their own back, and this is a great thing. You know, we're not dependent on money from the oligarchs or
no.
Or whatever.
And the thing is, Sean... When you get the march, does it culminate in a place where you can have a meeting and hear the speeches?
Yes, there'll be speeches. It's in the Hayes, so it's like a pedestrian area instead of Cardiff.
Right. And you've got, I take it Plaid will be speaking, Plaid Cymru.
Yeah, Adam Price will be. Adam Price is going to talk from the Plaid Cymru leader. We're giving invites to all the political parties. You didn't expect them all to apply, of course. There will be a message sent, read out by a Labour peer, Alistair Morgan, who is supportive, and a Labour Party member from Indy Wales, Labour for Indy Wales. Reading that out. And we'll also have a short speech by a Kurdish delegation. There's a big hunger strike going on in Newport in Wales. support of Öcalan and the Kurdish cause, and they've been very supportive to us.
Aye.
And they're coming over to the march, and one of them will be giving a talk and a short speech. And there'll also be some poetry by one by a Somali poet who lives in Cardiff. There's a big Somali community in Cardiff.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Welsh poet. So there'll be some of it. The big concern, of course, is that people talk too much, including myself. Notes to self.
Listen, that's why we're broadcasters. We like talking. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. It's not a bad thing, but I need to keep it. I've been told to go first, so that I have to show the benchmark of keeping it short and sweet.
Well,
he's a very good talker. He can talk a bit longer than that.
Well, I tell you what, Sean. One of these days, you guys down there and us guys up here will meet together, and there'll be nobody allowed to speak.
And on a personal note, I mean, I went up to the Independence March in Edinburgh. Was it 2013? And that's it. And that was a big event. I thought it was good to see, and this crowd of us somewhere went up to that.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the one the following year, I think maybe just before the referendum, and that was even bigger. And I think, things are moving here, and it's impressive to see the organisation of that, and it gave us confidence to stand and where it said, look, we can start doing this ourselves. So, I mean, again, I say it's every time. Our thanks to the Scots are immense, because you're showing us the way and they're showing that can be done.
Well,
sometimes we'll be like the Irish Independents.
Yes, I mean, we get our inspiration from others, so that's how it works. The world works by looking at others and getting inspired.
And the Catalans have been up there.
Catalans.
Well,
and our heart goes out to them. There's nobody in jail in Scotland for wanting independence.
That's incredible. Well, I'm glad to say that Adam Price has been up to Catalonia, to the jail.
Yes, he has. Yes.
In jail. So, I mean, in Spain, So it's good to see that there's friendship across the borders between people.
Indeed, Sean. Right, we've got 36 seconds. All I've got time to say left is, you know how radio works, it's the next track's lining up and catching up with me. Sean, thanks very much for speaking to us, and we wish a magical day tomorrow, full of fun and full of invention.
And we'll have some face paints and all kinds. And we want to show the message, it's not a right-wing British nationalist rally.
No.
It's an inclusive rally for everyone. We want people to come there, even if they're not 100% independent. Just know there's a welcome for them, and we'll talk things over.
Indeed. Well, we'll have to leave it there. We're going into this is a band that played at the referendum march. Pepper Jack, thanks very much, Sean.
Lovely. Thanks for talking. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Right, we're going to go to the phone lines again. We're going to try and get George Gunn up in Yes, Keith Ness this time. Let's see if he answers his phone. Oh, he might not answer his phone for us.
Hello.
Oh, he has. Hello. Good afternoon, George. This is Norrie Hunter from Indie Live Radio here in Glasgow.
How are you getting on?
We're doing fine, George. How are you getting on?
I'm grand. The sun is shining.
Oh, that's good. We've just got a wee bit of clouds come over as we speak, but it was lovely this morning. Now, George, Yes, Keith Ness. I'd never heard of this group before. Is it a new group?
Yeah, it's just started this year. They've only had a couple of meetings.
Uh-huh.
And on Sunday, this coming Sunday, we're having a sort of launch Kayleigh event in the Nethercliffe Hotel.
Oh, this is what we like to hear.
Yeah, so it's just to get the thing going.
Uh-huh.
Some of them went down to Glasgow on the march last Saturday. So
that
was quite good.
Brilliant.
So just to get the Yes supporters organised in, just working up towards, the inevitable business of a second independence referendum.
So, yeah.
We're trying to get ourselves sorted for that. There wasn't a Yes case in 2014.
No.
We tended to do our own thing, or some of them were going down to Yes Ross,
the
nearest one south of us.
And do you think you missed a trick there?
10 miles north of Inverness, so it's quite a big area.
Mm-hmm.
But the Caithness and Sutherland has a SNP, MSP, and up until the last general election, we had an SNP MP. Now we've got a Liberal Democrat.
Yeah, you got Jamie Stone.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Yeah, no. I who knows why he got in, how he got in, I don't know.
Well, well, the point is that the Liberal Democrats, or the Liberals, have got a historical foothold in the islands anyway, since 1886, you know, the passing of the Crofters Holding Act.
Yes.
So, you know, the older generation traditionally just vote Liberal.
Well, not in where I come from, where it used to be Charles Kennedy. Now it's Ian Blackford.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's changed. Mm,
it's
changed. It has changed.
Uh-huh.
And I think at the last general election, there was a blip, you know, and he got back in.
Yeah.
But anyway, whether he stays there at the next...
I don't think so.
Well, I hope not, anyway.
No.
So anyway, that's the story as far as... We're just trying to marshal forces and organise ourselves.
Right.
So that the yes vote can be organised, so that we can maximise the amount of people who turn out to vote.
Okay, remind us where this event's taking place.
Well, it's taking place on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Saturday 2?
In the Nethercliffe Hotel.
The Nethercliffe, where's that?
It's in Wick.
It's in Wick, right.
Yeah, I mean, the Wick side of the county is very strong, area.
Uh-huh, you know, good to hear.
Somewhat split in two, you know, there's the west side of the county where Thurso, where I'm... And when you're speaking to me, and
right,
it's much more sort of, well, it's got Dunray, so you know, it's much more unionist, and they like the status quo because it's all to do with the military, you know?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And there's all of that side, but that's changing as Dunray's been decommissioned.
Yep.
But traditionally, you know, the SNP vote in Caithness, the heartland of it anyway, and the yes vote is in the east, so that's where the yes, Caithness are sort of weak. That's where we gather anyway.
Well, that's
so
good.
Nethercliffe is our base, as it were. So.
Uh-huh. Now, on Saturday, is it going to be a ceilidh? Are you going to have speakers?
It's Sunday.
Sunday, 2 p.m. Yeah. I'll just change
Sunday
that.
2 to 5. It's a bit of a ceilidh.
Uh-huh.
With Ian Sinclair and lots of local musicians.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be poetry and singing and general crack, basically.
We just
and conversation, lots of conversation.
I don't know if you heard the last conversation we had with Sean down in Cardiff.
No, I didn't.
They're having their all under one banner. I've been helping them get their march tomorrow, and
I read about that. Yes, I did. They're having the first march, was great.
Yep, and they've got they're having poetry. It's quite a big part of it.
Yeah, well, they're Welsh, you know. Poetry's very strong up in the north here as well, so I'm a poet myself, so I'll be performing on Sunday.
Oh, fantastic. That's really good. And we need to get more voices from outside coming in.
Absolutely. I mean, the north of Scotland tends to get overlooked.
It does.
And we know we're not very great at organising ourselves, you know, traditionally, so...
Mm-hmm.
This is good, you know, it's good for Caithness to have a Yes Scotland, and it's good for the Yes movement to have something organised in the far north so that we can be represented, you know.
Well, and it's good to have Indie Live Radio here in Glasgow so we can give you a shout-out to
Absolutely.
All of Scotland.
You know, I think the thing is, there's a, despite the crazy madness of Brexit and, you know, the dog dance that's going on in the
West,
you know,
I know.
Think there's a lot of to be optimistic about in Scotland, and that's why we've formed Yes Caithness, is to articulate that optimism, because we don't have, in Scotland, we've only got one choice. You know, we've got to organise our country. That's basically what we've got to do.
That's it. We must do that sooner and better. And I'm sure you must have people up there who are worried sick about having to move back to their country of birth because when Brexit starts.
Polish people and Eastern European people here, and they are worried about all of that.
Of course.
It's a real shame because Caithness is suffering from depopulation.
Indeed.
And we need people.
Indeed.
You know, and, you know, we're open to, you know, anybody and everybody, and, you know, it's a great place to live, and we can't afford to lose anybody, you know.
Well, George, there could be an argument here. Freedom of movement, they don't bother about Scotland, though we need it, because we've just seen yesterday and today NATO are having tests in Western Isles on their weaponry, and they've got ships and boats there, and too many people would put up an objection to that. So it's designed to not have too many people up there.
Well, I mean, of course, I mean, the history of the 19th century tells you that, you know.
Yeah.
And if you come from the West Highlands yourself, you'll know all about it.
I do indeed.
I mean, we've suffered from organised depopulation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, history has broken over us in a set of waves.
Aye.
And, you know, one of the big waves was of the post-war sighting of Dunray in the far north, and that brought a lot of people here from England and northeast of England, you know, from the shipyards and such like.
Yeah.
And now, of course, all their children are locals.
Yes, this is the thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, we're suffering, we are suffering from depopulation.
Aye.
And that affects, of course, school numbers, it affects the services, it affects the health service, you know, it affects everything else.
Indeed.
And, you know, there's plenty of room here, and the Caithness has always been a very open and welcoming place. And that's the message that we want to put out, you know what I mean?
And it's the message we want to hear here on Indie Live Radio, because it might mean more people, you never know, just going up there for a wee holiday, a wee trip, just to see what it's like, because you've been on the radio.
Yeah, well, it's a very beautiful place.
I know.
When the light's coming in, you know, and you know, it's the best time of year, because you know, all the lambs are jumping around.
Aye.
It's getting green, and it's a beautiful place, and, you know, we need people to live here and work here, and we need to create a sustainable economy that...
Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's George Gunn from the Scottish tourist industry there.
Yes, that's me. That's
quite right. Take every chance you can. Because
what is politics if it's not, you know, trying to encourage people to come to your own location?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, one of our problems is, you know, like everywhere else in the Highlands, people have to leave if they want to. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's the University of the Highlands and Islands, which is great, but a lot of people have to leave to get a degree or whatever. And,
aye.
You know,
and they never return.
But my personal crusade is to get a situation here where they can come back.
Indeed. Well, I don't know if you've seen the Isle of Egg, what they've done.
Yeah, well, I know the Isle of Egg very well.
The first thing they did was to get girls to come back because they're the first to leave. And once they got them in, they had a huge difference in dynamics. More children were being born. And then they thought of building houses that you could buy for 36,000. When you leave it, you get your 36,000 back.
Yeah.
And see if you want to buy a house somewhere for that amount of money. But it's a good way of doing it and getting people to stay.
Well, I mean, Egg is a shining example of
what
can happen in Scotland. If the local communities are in control of their own destiny.
Aye.
When I first went to Egg, you know, it was infested with rats.
Aye. I remember those days.
You weren't even allowed to take your rubbish off.
Aye, that's right.
And I remember old Hector McLean, the doctor in Egg, he went up to Schellenberg and shouted at him one day when he had a few drams. You've taken this place from dereliction to desolation.
Yeah.
So what they've done is now Egg is a rebirth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbol of what can happen to the whole of Scotland if the people have the power to make decisions that benefit the majority of people in Scotland, you know.
Exactly.
So it's a good example.
It's a great example. And Ulva's the next one. They're trying to get funds. But there's loads of places that are trying to reclaim their territory back from absentee landlords. I think land reform is a massive issue for us in the Highlands.
I'm surrounded here by huge estates that are empty.
Yep.
You could take the whole population of Hong Kong and put them out in the flow country, and you know, you could still walk all day and not see anybody.
Exactly.
And that these things are wasting assets and keep us poor. That's what they do.
Well, do you know this, George? We're going to get a group called Commonweal into the studio, and we're going to be talking about land reform. That'd be well worth you listening into.
I will do.
They've got some great ideas. And a company called Lateral North have created a map, a book of maps. It's quite expensive. It's about £30-odd.
I've seen it online.
Every Yes Hub should have one. And when people come in, you could just show them it, and they get transformed. It's amazing. It's the best tool.
The next stage for Yes Caithness is to get some physical premises somewhere in WIC so that people can
Like a hub.
Information, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to the propaganda that gets fed.
Oh, and there's so much we've got to fight against. Now, we at Indie Live Radio this morning have just countered claims from Willie Rennie and Ruth Davidson about what they were saying. So we have to do that, and we feel we've no option because the media itself is part of the system.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I think the young ones are a bit more media savvy. You know, they've got the technology. You know, what they need is the philosophy, the passion. That's what they need. So
well,
that's what I saw when during 2014 when I was going doing things for National Collective and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the young ones were their eyes were being opened and
you know
the social media was a way that they could, you know, it was a way of getting information, bypassing likes the BBC and STV.
Exactly.
And I think that's something that is a great thing, you know.
Indeed, and my 10, well, she's 11, 11-year-old daughter is savvy beyond her years. She can show me things on her phone that I didn't even know. And she listens into her dad doing this kind of thing when she's on her holidays. And she thinks it's better than Capital Radio. And do you know why? Do you know why, George? It's not because I'm her dad. It's just because you hear Scottish voices.
Well, that's the thing.
That's all.
You know, that's right. But, I mean, you know, and Caithness has always been a kind of mongrel society. You know, we've always, because we are physically, we're in the north, far northeast corner of the Highlands.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the sea has been a great influence to us. So
of course.
We've always had people from different cultures and different places.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, you know, as my grandmother used to say, you never know what gets washed off the back of a boat. You know?
I've heard that before as well.
So, you know, we've always prided ourselves in not being an insular place because we can't afford to be.
No, you can't.
So, you know, but the thing is, Caithness is like only about 2 months old, so we're just beginning.
Well, superb, fantastic. I hope it goes from strength to strength. I'm just going to.
Oh, well, great. Great speaking to you anyway.
And you, George. And I'm just going to remind the listeners, it's Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 p.m. Ian Sinclair Band's going to be playing. It's a ceilidh at the Nethercliffe Hotel, and that's in Wick.
That's right.
So if anyone's around that area, get along. There's going to be a lot of happening poetry. There's going to be a lot of chat, and you'll be made most welcome, I'm sure. Well, George, we're rapidly coming up to our news here on Indie Live Radio. We've got a bit of music to take us there. But listen, thank you very much for speaking to us here on Indie Live Radio.
It's been a pleasure. I'll speak to you again, hopefully.
Right, thank you, George. Bye-bye now. Bye. There you go. That was George Gunn up in Caithness. Wasn't he good? Right, we'll get some music and we'll take us into the news. This is Nancy Griffith. How very apt. Listen to the radio.
IndieLive.radio.
The people of Scotland, we are superheroes.
IndieLive.radio.